good morning. We are at about 57. We may cool down a little bit more before we see the sun and start going back up, but we are supposed to see 67 today as we do that. But like that, we're 10 degrees away from it, so we're back down to 57. Started out when we first got here with 63, 64, but we're going down, we're going back up. The rain looks like it is out of here. I think I see a couple of shades of blue out there, but as I said, we look ahead to Saturday and Tennessee and a 4 o'clock kickoff with South Carolina. 63 looks good. You hear more Living with Jim Brogan on News Talk 98.7 WOKI here at News Talk 98.7. You hear that. Great source of information each week. He and his guests. You guys talk about everything, don't you?
We do.
You get off on all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Anything at all.
Good to have you in our Brogan Financial Studios.
It's great to be here, Phil. It's great to be here. I brought you a new pen, by the way.
Thank you, by the way. They were making fun of me.
I'm going to have to work on quality control,
well,
I think.
Here's what happens. You leave this in a radio station, and a lot of people use it, and you get in a habit of clicking.
Yeah.
You know, you do that. It still works.
But it writes good.
It writes very good. I liked it, and I got used to using it. That's why I was, that's why I was doing it. You know, we were chatting. My gosh, your kids are in college and high school.
A freshman in college. It's hard to believe, my oldest.
Yeah, and my oldest, or my youngest, they're both out of the house. Well, technically, kind of yo-yo. The youngest one yo-yos back and forth. But we're almost to 2020. We're getting ready to end a decade.
We are.
We're ending a decade. You got a market that's up. You got a market that's down. You've got things in Washington, D.C. We're coming up on, next year is an election year. Talk a little bit about, and everybody wants to, and your wheelhouse is retirement.
It is.
I mean, and we all want to be able to retire, with money and not worry about certain things. But if there are people out there who are worried, going, well, gosh, I hadn't saved enough or I hadn't done this, you still have strategies for them. This is not, there are people out there I know who are 65, 66 are going, I want to quit in a couple of years, but I don't know if I can. How do they find that out? Can you help them?
Oh, yeah. Well, I get that all the time. I mean, people.
So that's normal then.
Well, people just aren't sure. And the reason it's nervous, it makes people nervous, Phil, is people have saved their whole life. They're generally, you save. You're accumulating assets. Well, when you retire, you no longer have earned income. So you have to start decumulating it. I mean, you become a spender. Mm-hmm. And it's uncomfortable because none of us want to have life left at the end of the money, right? We don't want to, right?
I get that. I totally get that.
And people, it's okay if your balances go down slightly. And most people, a lot of people are fine if they spend a good bit of their money.
Okay.
They gave their kids great opportunities in life. They're not trying to make their kids wealthy, but they don't want to run out. And so they're just nervous, how much can I take out? How do I do it? What if I retire and we immediately have a bear market? That's a big concern right now. A real big concern. It's very, very likely we're going to have a bear market the next 3 or 4 years, probably sooner than that. So people are just worried about that. So they need, to understand how all the pieces of the puzzle can fit together to support what they want to do.
If, all of a sudden, you're getting checks or you're seeing your statements quarterly and everything is good. Oh, look what we did. Look what we did. Of course, then again, that's on paper. Then all of a sudden, boom, you've got an issue. What's the best way to keep that loss from being the big loss? I mean, because we saw it back a few years ago.
Well, you plan for risk before it happens. That's the most important thing. And you have to have a plan. Most people I found, Phil, don't have a plan. They don't have a plan of how they're going to structure their income in the early years of retirement. You don't want, when you're retired, especially in those first 5, 6, 7 years, you don't want to have to be depending on money that's in the market to generate your income, because markets go down. And you don't want to be living on that kind of money. You want to kind of segment your market investments, your growth-oriented investments. You need those investments. A 65-year-old married couple is probably going to live for 28 to 30 years. So you need growth because of inflation and cost of living and all that. But you've got to segment that money. You shouldn't be drawing income from investments that are going up and down in value every year and month and day. because inevitably they're going to be down. Right. I mean, we're going to have a bad market. And so you don't want to be living on that money, because if you are, you're going to be selling it when it's down and spending it. You'll compound your loss. It'll never come back. You've got to segment that money and let it grow over a longer period, like 6-7 years at least. You're not depending on it for income.
Okay. And let me, like I say, just totally spitballing, going kind of crazy here. What would you tell someone if they said, okay, I want to take some of my money away from these investments that are risky or could be risky and buy something like rental property so that I do have an income from that? Do you sometimes diversify, help people diversify?
Well, I'm a fan of real estate. I'm a fan of rental income. It does diversify the mix. I think people have to realize if they've not been doing that, there's the two things they need to realize is, you know, there's a lot of concentration risk is what I would call that when you have a lot of real estate right here in Knoxville. So there's a risk if the Knoxville real estate market an issue,
okay,
they've
you.
Got
right.
a lot tied up in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think the real estate market in Knoxville is going to crash anytime soon, but you never know. But the other issue, Phil, is, you know, you kind of have to become an expert when you're going to go into something like rental real estate. You got to put some time in to become an expert on that. It sounds alluring. Oh, I'll take some of my portfolio and I'll buy rental property. Well, but you got to get into the property at the right price. You got to get a good yield on it. What are your rents? Do you want to be a manager? Do you want to be getting calls on Saturday morning about a leaky toilet?
Right.
You know, or a leaky faucet or a light that went out. So you got to, there's a lot to think about. And I think people have to put the time into that. And I think people sometimes don't realize the investment of time to really learn that business.
Well, and I think sometimes things are confusing because you have people going, oh, let me teach you to flip houses. Or you'll turn on a television or a radio and you'll hear this person go, I can help you in your retirement. I can help you. I can help you. I can help you. And sometimes people don't know who to trust. But you guys have been around for a while and you've got the track record. You got the resume, Brogan Financial, right?
Well, the main thing, Phil, I mean, I appreciate you saying that. The main thing that I want to do is help teach people how to be successful. That's why I have the radio program. That's
right,
why I teach the classes at UT in Pellissippi.
Yeah.
Is we want to, if people understand what they're doing, they're not as, and their plan, they have a written financial plan that makes sense, they're going to be less likely to make a poor emotional decision when markets are volatile. Because two things I know about markets is, one, they're volatile, and two, they're unpredictable. So, you know, we need a plan that understands that reality. And then if people understand it, they're not going to make big emotional mistakes.
Well, you were, what, the National Advisor of the Year? You're a teacher. You do all this stuff. And so I think that helps build trust. Because you want somebody that can educate you. Because a lot of us think we know. We think we know. But we don't. I mean, I had a friend who was a neighbor. And he was a day trader. Man, he made a lot of money really quick. And then he, well.
Lost it just as quickly.
Sold his house. I mean, just, yeah, it's gone. So I think you need somebody like a Brogan Financial. It's October. And it's coming up on 2020. Somebody, is this a month to make a move? You know, is the stock market going to, well, you don't know what the stock market's going to do the first quarter of the year, because you got an election year and you've got, certainly the first quarter, which is a little slower. Talk a little bit about what we should be doing right now.
I think people need to assess the risk in their portfolio and see if they're comfortable with it. As people age, very few people really. Number one, most people don't even pay attention to their 401k statements.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
They're not really watching their stuff.
Okay.
And number two, they need to actually measure the risks that are there. And most people aren't aware of that. I mean, most people come into my office, Phil, they're usually doing one of two extremes. They're either got all their money buried in their mattress, so to speak. It's all sitting at the bank. They're scared to death of risk, and inflation will eat them alive. Or they're actually taking a lot more risk than they realize. You know, that traditional 60-40 stock bond, 70-30, that is not going to work the next 10 or 15 years because of the interest, in my opinion, because of the interest rate environment we're in, because bonds do very poorly when interest rates are, when we're in a low environment like this.
All right.
So
we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to walk through a scenario. I want to walk through a scenario because you hit on something. We get these statements and we stick them in a drawer. We file them away.
And people aren't paying attention to what they're doing.
Yeah, and we're going to walk through that scenario just a little bit.
You're tuned in to The Phil Show. sponsored by Commercial Bank. Life made better on News Talk 987. WOKI.
Coming out of the 9 o'clock fun hour, I love that. It's a great story. You got a girl, a six-year-old girl in Ohio. She had gone through, they taught him at school, whatever, you know, what to do in case of a fire. She used that to survive. I'll tell you about that. Plus, raking leaves is for suckers. We'll tease that a little more because our pal, Neil Denton, coming on tomorrow with us. We'll do a little dig in the dirt on the Phil Show. Jim Brogan is here, Brogan Financial, in our Brogan Financial studio. You hear more Living with Jim Brogan. You just heard Hal and Jim on the commercial. It's October. We're at the end of almost ready for a brand new decade. You were talking about we get our statements from our retirement income or 401k or whatever, and we put them in a drawer, or like us, or I put them in a tax file, or something like that. You were talking about that. Not that there's really anything wrong with it. However, every once in a while, you got to take a different look at it. Here's a question. Let's say there's somebody out there, and maybe they're like me, and they get that stuff in the mail, like me and my wife or whatever, and you're nearing retirement age. Should they bring that stuff to you and say, can you help me? And because you said it, we need a plan.
Yeah, and actually, that's what we start with, is evaluating where somebody is, and most importantly, where they want to go. I think so many people feel they're just trying to figure out, should I pick this investment or that investment? And they're not thinking about what is it they actually want their money to accomplish? What's the goal they're after? What's the outcome they want? How much income do they need in the early year, you know, in retirement? And then investing to achieve the outcome. Investors take a lot of unnecessary risks. Sometimes they don't take enough risks. So I think it's important to evaluate, you know, where am I today? Where is it I want to be? Mm-hmm. What type of a plan will give me the greatest likelihood of getting there, regardless of what type of market we see in the short term?
Okay.
Because we don't know what the market's going to be in the short term.
Yeah. How do you advise people who have still have debt remaining, maybe still have a mortgage or whatever like that?
Well,
that's probably one of the first things you have.
That's a great question. Certainly any consumer debt needs to go.
Just try to get rid of that.
Oh, consumer debt, credit card debt, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, we don't
absolutely.
Have
now, car debt, I'm not a fan of car debt, especially once you're retired. I'd rather, you know, pay cash for cars. When it comes to the mortgage, I'm a big fan of the mortgage being paid off. It doesn't necessarily have to be paid off. It depends on a person's financial situation.
Right.
But what I have seen, because you need to, most people in retirement need to draw income from their life savings, paying that mortgage off provides such a dramatic effect on their cash flow needs, because they don't need all that extra cash flow to make the mortgage payment. So I'm a big fan of paying the mortgage off if you can, as long as you don't generate a big income tax bill to pay it off.
Thank you. There you go. Now, your show is called More Living. I believe I've tried to live it with less debt. Gosh, sleep better. With less debt or no debt, you are experiencing that more living, in my opinion.
I think there's a huge weight that goes off a person's shoulders when they pay their mortgage off.
Yeah, no question about it. All right. What you got this week coming up on this?
You know what? I want to talk about a couple of interesting things about taxes in retirement. And believe it or not, Phil, taxes on Social Security income have been increasing more than the actual Social Security increases, the benefit increases themselves. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how to control and reduce taxes on retirement income specifically. We have more control of our income taxes in retirement than at any time in our lives.
Wow. And I'm telling you, as someone who just wrote a check to the United States Treasury, this is very important. No question about it. All right, Jim Brogan. That is the Better Living with Jim Brogan this weekend. We'll get that for you. Plus, can you get that off the website? I'm sure you can. Which is maybe, you know, if you can get it on the website.
Yeah, broganfinancial.com.
Okay.
We've got a link for the radio show. Very We've good. Got podcasts of all of our shows.
That's what I was going to ask in case some of us are in prayer Saturday about Tennessee, South Carolina.
Yes. Go Vols.
Amen.
Beat them Gamecocks.
Oh, man. Are you going to the game? Oh,
absolutely. My wife's from Columbia, so I'm really pulling it up now. Her blood's turned orange in the last 25 years.
Okay, so you don't have a divided house.
No.
I was going to say... I got
She likes South Carolina, but her blood's turned orange over 25 years of living here with me.
I got an extra bedroom if you need it, and a boat and everything. All right, it's a Phil Show. News Talk 98.7, 9 o'clock fun hour coming up. Stay with us. Keep on
lying. Phil Williams on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.